The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. David Cameron, the former Prime Minister, really out of step. Adam.
Yeah, he's been keeping a low profile for 3 years, I think because a lot of people point fingers at him about certain failures and certain consequences and so forth. But he's got his book coming out, and so, lo and behold, he's giving one or two interviews. And in one of these interviews, interesting you say out of step, anyway, he says that during the Scottish referendum, remember that 5 years ago?
Yep.
He asked whether the Queen could help ward off the prospect of Scotland voting for independence. He admits that when Prime Minister, there was suddenly a mounting panic because an opinion poll came out suggesting the majority of Scots wanted to break away from the rest of the United Kingdom. The Queen, of course, is never meant to express political views, but he did say that maybe raising an eyebrow, even a quarter of an inch, could make a difference. Ultimately, the Queen did say people should think very carefully about the future. Now, is that apolitical? Or is that eyebrow raising? Mm-hmm. We don't really know, but I love the comment from Buckingham Palace about David Cameron's comments today. They have said, they didn't quite say we are not amused, but they said we are displeased at his comments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would have thought that someone like David Cameron should keep conversations he's had with the monarch between him and the monarch. But of course,
they're meant to be private.
Quite.
Exactly.
And of course, wanting to sell a book or two. I won't be reading the damn thing, I could tell you. Tell us about Thomas Cook.
Yeah, this is a big deal. One of our big high street chains, one of the world's big travel companies. Of course, in this day and age, it's not just the one travel company. It's a group of companies, airlines, tour companies, etc. And the problem is that the group has discovered an enormous black hole in their finances. They're already going through a $1 billion restructuring, and now they've suddenly found a £200 million black hole in their finances, and most companies don't just find £200 million to plug black holes. So given that Thomas Cook has been going since 1841, once upon a time, I think the first journey was a one-shilling ride on a train to Loughborough these days, if they went to the wall, and there is that problem with travel companies, they can absolutely suddenly shut overnight. We've seen it with airlines all over the place. If Thomas Cook suddenly folded because they can't get this fire sale going and can't find the money, there are potentially 500,000 people who are not at home who would be stranded in various parts of the world, including 150,000 Brits. And they're talking, you know, should the worst happen with Thomas Cook, it will be the largest repatriation of civilians since the Second World War. Wow.
Yes. And perhaps, I was just thinking when you were speaking, I wonder should we be talking about it? But it is, you've got to talk about it. What's that going to do? Most probably worsen the predicament. Have a wonderful weekend, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.